Proper introduction for Pastor Cheryl this morning. This is Pastor Cheryl McIntosh, and she is our care pastor. And on this Pastor's Appreciation Sunday, I said, I would just like to have the day off. And Brother Jeff and Pat were here to lead worship. And Pastor Cheryl said that she would preach this morning. And so let's give her a warm river welcome this morning as she blesses us. Steps of faith. Hallelujah.
In order to have steps of faith, there's some things that you have to do. In order to walk in faith, there's some things you have to do. Right, Elder Jim? Elder Jim teaches us there are steps you have to take. I see when I wake up in the morning, sometimes during the day, I'll get on Facebook and I see Yvonne. She has been before the Lord in her devotion. Jen Moore, she has been before the Lord in her worshiping Him. Before the Lord. Roxanne, Becky. I noticed those. There is a relationship that we have to have in order to have this faith that we need. And when we have this faith, because of the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ, things are so much better. I am not saying everything is okay, because it's not. In 9 o'clock class this morning, we was talking about pain and suffering. Pain and suffering, it gets us closer to the Lord. It gets us stronger. So when the next time it comes around, we can slide through it a little bit better, right? Praise God. Sometimes we are held down by past experiences, past relationships. But I am here to tell you, first of all, as the song says, it reminds me, when you get up in the morning, you are to praise the Lord. You are to praise the Lord. When I touch the door handle to go out, praise the Lord. When I come back in and touch the door now, praise the Lord. Before you eat, you do grace. Praise the Lord. I want the Lord to let that food go through my body correctly. I have the faith that God will do that for me. This is a journey that we're on. Faith is a journey. It's an everyday part of your life. And when you have that hold on you from whatever is holding you down, you got to go before the Lord and get somebody to pray with you and get it off. Last night I went to the gym and I kept hearing breaking the chain. And I thought they were going to sing it today, because we need those chains broken off of us. We need to be free. We need to be free. I wrote down, today is the day the Lord has made for us. When God breaks a hold that is on you and sets you free, believe you are free. Have faith. You are free indeed. You are free to go about life the way that God wants you to go about life. Not the way that Laura wants to go, Leslie wants to do, but it's how God wants her to go through life. You need to be stirring up the gifts of faith. This is a new day of faith. I'm telling you, today, last Sunday and Sunday before last, we should have been shifting more into the gifts of faith. Pastor talked about different stories in the Bible to tell us about faith. She gave us different definitions. Faith, I can't see it. She says, I can't see it. You can't see it, Gabe, but you know. You know that God is going to take care of it on His time. Not on Jen's time. And I hope she doesn't get impatient. I think about Abraham and Sarah. you know, but on God's time. Because they are a couple, they're going to hold one another. They're not going to let one go out in front of the other. That's why they're going to have that gift of faith. This is a new day of faith. Believe it, receive it. The sky is the limit. Because of my faith, and I'm talking about you too, but because of my faith, I believe God has a purpose in my life. I believe God has a purpose in your life. I believe pain and suffering can often bring me closer to God. You know, for some reason when I'm in pain and when you are suffering, you go before God, don't you? You cry out to God. We need to be crying out to God when we are happy, when we feel good, when we get that promotion at work, when that loan comes through for that brand new car. We should be going to God because he gave it to us because we asked him. And we had the faith to ask him. So we believe that new car was coming. So thank you, Jesus. Because of our faith, I believe the God of the Bible is the one true God. There's only one true God. I don't care what church you go to, or where you live, or where you went to school, there is only one true God. Because of our faith, I believe Jesus is God in flesh, who died and rose bodily from the dead. I believe salvation comes only through Jesus. I believe salvation comes only through Jesus. I believe people are saved because of what Jesus did, not because of what they do. Today, let's activate our faith a little stronger. You know, I was reading, and the book that I was reading from, it said the early Christians believed. They simply believed by faith. They believed with their whole hearts that the powerful truth taught in scriptures. They believed when they read that it was true. But sometimes we can't see it, so we don't believe it. And then next month you say, oh, I read that. It was true. The Bible scriptures are true. It changed the older Christians. It changed them from the inside out. Their loving and courageous actions towards their family. I remember when I was a little girl in Virginia, my auntie was, she probably about 140 now, or 50. You know, she's dead and gone. But she walked the walk. She had the faith. She went to church. She served God. She served people. She did not iron on Sunday, like my grandmother told me not to do. We weren't allowed to do that on Sunday. That's right. Somebody was talking about that a few weeks ago. You know, Sunday is my rest day. Even at Planet Fitness, that's my rest day, Pastor. Gotta have a day off. They are loving and courageous actions towards their family. And what I'm talking about is they treat family, like they love them, like they care about them. They told them right for wrong. You know, back then I was told that it takes a village to raise a child. I've heard Apostle them talk about it takes a village to raise a child. When the child is running around in the hallway, honey, don't do that. You don't want to do that. But some people might get upset about it, but that's the way it should be. I would not let a child run in the hallway, and then when I get around the corner, the child and fail. Well, I could have prevented that, you know. So it does take a village. They are so loving towards their families, their neighbors, even strangers. They were merely outpouring of love that was flowing from within inside of them. supernaturally. We've been talking about supernaturally. I want us to have that supernatural encounter with the Lord. I want him to do something in this church that we will blow our minds. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. This church will be filled. And because we have a few in numbers, we are powerful. We are powerful in our small numbers. Our bills get paid on time. I thank God for the apostles of this house because they listened to God. And by faith, they bought this building. The building is paid for. When repairs come, we can do it by faith. We ordered chairs, and by faith, we knew that they were going to be paid for by the time it was supposed to be paid for. This church has grown because of faith of the pastors. And you know what I say, when the faith is up here in the pastors, it comes on down, comes on down, comes on down, Connor. Yeah, faith, Connor. Yeah, faith. I want that love to be flowing through my heart and through my soul and through my body. I want that love, like the old Christian families did, to be flowing through each of us. I do not want somebody to be hurt and we not stop and help them. You know, by faith, when a car is in an accident and you see someone there hurt, we are supposed to do what? Keep on going because I'm late for work? No, we're supposed to pray. And by faith, I know that I'm not going to be late. I believe that. In Isaiah 12:24, and serve him faithfully with all your heart. We are to serve the Lord faithfully with all of our heart. We are to serve our leaders with all of our hearts. That's deep. Sometimes you may not feel like it, but they wouldn't ask us if it wasn't needed. She wouldn't ask us to do something if she could do it herself, if he could do it himself. Never think that. 2 Kings 2:4, and if they walk faithfully before me, God wants us to walk faithfully. He wants you to walk faithfully. He wants you to have that strength like never before. I'm telling you, this day I am going to pull down whatever is holding me back. And I want you to pull down what is holding you back and you back and walk this walk with the Lord. Walk this walk with our apostles of this house. Walk this walk with our elders of the house. I'm telling you, time is coming. Time is coming. All hands on deck. It's no time for us to be sitting, looking around. All hands on deck. I can see it. I was in the lobby while I go past it, and this is no story. I felt a drip on my hand. I felt a drip come here. I said, what? I looked up, I walked around. So when you said about Vanessa doing it, water. I said, that wasn't it. God is anointing this place. He's anointing this place. He's anointing this place. We went to a women's prayer retreat once, and the oil got pulled on our hair. Remember that? The basin, she wanted it all in her hair. She wanted it on her face. She wanted God to just touch her, to heal her. We all wanted some of that oil. I want that oil today. I felt that anointing. God is flowing through here. And he's passing out power today. He's passing out promises today. He wants to give you what you need. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you walk stronger. He wants to touch my husband back there and make him walk stronger. He wants to do it for us. We have new praise team worship leader. He's going to do something great with this team. We've been doing good. Apostle Janet's been doing good. My husband loves to hear her sing. But she has other things that God wants her to do. So now we have a praise team leader. Pray for him. Respect him. Smile at him. Take that time. Sometimes we get in our little cliques, you know, and we forget. But by faith, know that he's going to do awesome things under Apostle Janet and Leonard. Know these things. Woo, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I don't know where it's at, but it's 2:22. Because they are acting faithfully. God will bless us because we are acting faithfully. God will bless you because you got up this morning and you had probably to cook for the evening. You had to clean because you worked all week, but you came to church anyway. And God's going to bless you for that. I believe, I have faith that God is going to bless you for that. 2 Samuel 2:6. Now show your kindness and faithfulness. And that's what I mean about Jeff and his beautiful wife. Show them kindness by your beautiful smiles. When you walk by him, touch him, because you have that power. You have that anointing. We want to make him feel welcome. Apostle Janet should not be the only one that makes him feel welcome. We all should make them feel welcome. Because you know why they are a part of the river? God sent them and put them here. Ooh, Jesus. Psalms 40:10. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh. You know, sometimes God tells us something, but because he doesn't give it to us in 10 years, maybe, he doesn't say when. He just tells us he's going to give us this thing. And because we are looking around and stuff, it's not here. So we go on our own and do what we think that we should do. And I'm talking about Abraham and Sarah. You know, he told Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. And one day, Abraham, I'm sure, was thinking, how am I going to be the father of many nations when I don't have a child? And Sarah wanted a child. So Sarah was going to take it in her own hands and give her Egyptian slave woman to her husband so that he would have a child. But once that child was conceived into her body, Sarah changed her mind, I'm going to say. And the slave woman, she felt different too. You know why? Because they stepped out of God's will. They didn't wait on God. They didn't believe God could fulfill what he had told them. And sometimes we do that too. You know, we might go ahead and buy a house because we want the house and knowing that the interest rates are high, but we don't wait for it to go down a little bit. Even though mama or daddy or grandma or the banker say wait a little while, we go ahead and get that house with high interest rates. A couple of months later, our friend gets a house almost the same, but he waited on God. He waited on God. God later was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised Sarah. She became pregnant with a son to Abraham in his old age, and at the very time God had promised him. It was at God's time, not Abraham or Sarah's time. It was God's time. You know, Abraham was 100 years old, and they probably thought, ain't no way in the world that we can father a child. And I'm an old woman, and Abraham's 100. But you know, sometimes the words say that God takes our messes that we've made, and that's what Sarah and her slave and Abraham did, even though a son came of this, and later God took care of the son, but a mess was created. God turned it around for their good. He turned it around for their good. What they learned from it, wait on God. As a person of faith, a life leader leads themselves well in all aspects of life and is a good role model to lead others to do the same in their homes, work, church, and community. And you, as a people of faith, you are good role models. So let's be careful when we go out into the community, because we don't know who is looking at us. God always has his eye on us. But people, do they really want to come to the river when they see us acting and clowning up? Probably to tell Pastor Janet, that's all, you know. But we are to be careful how we act, even around our family. I said something one day, and my little 8-year-old grandchild said, did you say that for real? It wasn't that bad, you know, but did you say that? You a pastor. Okay. Got to watch what you say around your children, even though it wasn't that bad. But to her, she never heard me say anything like that. You know, a person of faith directs and shows their children and grandchildren the godly way of life. A person of faith lives the life they were created for. As people of faith, we have power through Jesus to transfer our world. And you can make a difference right where you are. When we come out on that, like last Sunday night, and you prayed, and you know, and we come in Sunday mornings or Wednesdays, and you pray to the heavenlies, and the heavenlies open up. That's meaningful. And when you pray up to God, and you know, because you have faith that God hears you, it may not be tonight, but it's going to happen. As people of faith, we have power through Jesus to transform our world. And with that, I'm saying our world is in chaos right now. And it's our responsibility to cry out to God. It is our responsibility to walk the floor and talk and pray to God. We want healing in this land. We want healing in Elkhart. We want healing in South Bend. We want healing in Granger. We want healing in Mishawaka. We want healing. God says you have not because you ask not. Sometimes we think, yeah, God can just do it on his own. He can do it just because Cindy asked him. But you know, numbers are powerful. So when we come out to church, or when we get together two or three and we pray to God, believing in faith that it's going to happen, believing in faith that God is going to fill the sanctuary up, believing in faith that your family is going to be saved. Thank you, Lord. I want you to remember that. Believe in faith that your children, your brothers and sisters are going to be saved. I think I told you before, write their name on the wall and every day pray for them. Every day pray for them. Call their name out to the Lord. You know, the Bible says he knows every hair in our head, on our head. He knows who your children are, but we have authority he has given to us. So pray by using their names. God uses us regardless of our age, our race, education, what we drive, where we live. He uses all of us. Yes, he uses all of us. Sometimes he uses a homeless person. And you look at them and say, "Ooh, God did that." Yes, God will use anybody to do what he wants done. Sometimes we're so busy that we don't hear God. Or if we hear God, we say tomorrow. But I'm going to tell you, you better do it today, because if not, God can use somebody else. We just have to be willing. And as we say here at the river, I think Pastor said it a while ago, just say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I will pray for them. Yes, Lord, I will pray for Sue and Nick every day. Yes, Lord, I want you to heal their bodies, Father God. Yes, Lord, I want you to strengthen their legs. We thank you for Nick and Sue. We love them, Lord. They love you. We love you, Nick and Sue. Stretch your hands out to them right now. And we command the hands of Jesus Christ to be upon their heads and to anoint and strengthen them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. We thank you for strength. We thank you that Sue will be able to hear. We thank you that they'll be able to walk. Thank you for lives, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, Lord, to your word. Yes, Lord. Let's say it. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you walk around and say, "Yes, Lord," I want you to raise your hand. Say, "Yes, Lord. I shall say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord." A wise person knows when to stay silent. However, a wiser person of faith knows that sometimes words can win the battle. When all odds stand against them, standing in faith, believing in his word, his promises, praying the word in faith, believing against all odds, no matter how it may look, but believe God can and will turn the situation around. A person with faith is confident because they understand the divine plan of our Heavenly Father and their role to bless lives. We know about sacrifice from knowing of the life of our Savior. We know Jesus died on the cross. We know how bad he was beaten on the cross. We know that 3 days, that Sunday morning, he raised. Jesus is alive. So I want you to believe in faith as Jesus died for us and he raised from the dead and he was alive that Sunday. That miracle can happen by us praying. That miracle can happen because of the relationship that we have for him. And we are building up our faith. Today, I want you to build up that faith right now. And you know, we're going to stop. And the pastor don't mind. I'm going to ask the elders to come front and lay hands on anybody that needs more faith, more understanding of faith, turning that faith around and around and around so that as you pray out, you believe that God is going to turn things around. Do you mind? Elder Jim, Ron and Carol. And would you get the anointed oil? Sometimes our problems are because we are held down by baggage that we don't need, as I was talking earlier. The first couple of people are going to knock. Elder Sylvia, please. The first couple of people are going to knock that baggage off you. And as that baggage is knocked off you, the other people will be asking God to stir your faith up. Stir your faith up so you believe. You can come down here with them. So I want you to come on, let's pray about this. Pray in tongues for a minute. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm going to ask anybody that wants to come down and get that mess knocked off you, you're going to start off with right here with Elder Sylvia, because Elder Sylvia has this thing of knocking things off you. Yes. Yes. So we're going to knock that. She's going to knock that stuff off it. You know what? You don't even have to pray a long prayer. Just be touched, because we are here to believe. So just like go through a line. Yeah, just come right through here. And as Elder Sylvia touches you, believe that that stuff is knocked off you. By the time you get to pastor, your faith is going to be stirred up. Oh, yeah, we got Apostle Leonard and Sylvia knocking that stuff off you that you don't need. And by the time you get to Pastor Janet and Elder Ron, you're going to start building your faith up. By the time you get to Sylvia and Elder Jim, that faith is going to be there for their healing, for your finances, for your homes, for your jobs, for your family salvation. Come on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for knocking off whatever is holding them down, for whatever is holding them back. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that knocking off. We thank you, Lord, for the building up of faith. We thank you, Lord, for believing that you have gotten so close to Jesus. You have gotten so close to him that you know about this thing called faith, that you believe that God is the only true God. There is only one true God, and you believe it with all your heart. It goes from your head on down. And when it gets midway, it just stirs up to start something. Ooh, something awesome. Something awesome. Whoa, yes. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoa, thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. You are good to us, Lord. You are good to us. You love us. You have anointed us. You have given us all the power that we need. Woo! Come on and say that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. You went out one way, but you shall go out another way. You will not be the same. Apostle Leonard told us when he was here that we are different than when we came from back there to up here. So I am believing because of my faith that as you came through here and Sylvia and an apostle touched you, that whatever was holding you back was knocked off. And as you got to Dr. Janet, faith was starting to build up. And by the time you got to the next one, you had that faith. You had that faith that whatever you prayed to God about that was within his will, that he thought you needed, that you shall have it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this church. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, that you meet our needs. We thank you for the people that are contribute that you don't even know. I don't know. But we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that when it's time to clean, the people come in and clean. They don't care about cleaning the bathrooms. They don't care about scrubbing the floors, washing the walls, but they come in to clean. Because I'm telling you something, when you put your hand to clean God's house, something transforms. Something happens. Something happens, I'm telling you. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Lord. something happens. A couple more minutes. There are seven characteristics of faith. Faith is grace, a supernatural gift from God. Faith is certain. God is trustworthy, and everything he reveals is trustworthy, because he is no man that shall lie, even when it does not make complete sense to our human reasoning. God does not lie. Faith seeks understanding. True faith is an ongoing process. So that faith that you build up today, tomorrow is going to be a greater deal. It's going to be a greater faith that God has poured into you. So as you breathe in and breathe out, something is happening. The more we understand God, the deeper our faith goes. So I'm going to ask you to read your Bible. If you need help, call the church. And an apostle will set up something with someone, one of the leaders, to help you. Because everybody can't read the Bible and get anything from it sometimes. She taught a class years ago about how to read the Bible. It helped me. I would read one sentence and meditate on that. Oh, and get a word, go to the next sentence. I could do two sentences and get a word and meditate on it. It's a process. But we must read the scriptures. Faith is not opposed to science. Faith is necessary for salvation. Faith is necessary for salvation. Grace enables faith. We are able to have faith because God first gives us the grace to believe. The Holy Spirit makes this for us. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and I know each one of you do too. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who directs us and comforts us and gives us knowledge. We believe in the Holy Spirit. Grace is the beginning of eternal life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Just think about that. Anything a person does in attempting to be Christian means absolutely nothing if he lacks faith. For without faith, he has no hope, no possibility, no pleasing God. Any who are not pleasing God are Christians in vain. And that is serious. Do you have real faith? Is it sufficient for salvation? And in closing, I just want to give the opportunity to anybody that is not saved and would like for someone to tell them and walk them through the process of being saved. We talked about it a few minutes ago. Do you believe? It's in Romans 8. Do you believe that Jesus died? It starts there. And so if any of you need an elder, a leader to help you, I'm going to ask you to come down after services. We'll have elders line it up for a special prayer. But I'm telling you, after you went through that line, I don't know if you need any more healing or not. But if you need to top it off like a dessert, you can. And over in this section, Elder Sylvia will be over here with her team to give a prophetic word. God is good, and God gives us everything that we need. So I'm just saying, to put your faith out there. Trust God. And God, in this place, we have diversity. All kinds of people. All kinds of dressing and education and homes and stuff. But guess what? All of us have one true God. So, Father, I just thank you this morning. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. I thank you, Father God, for the words that you have given me. And I pray, Lord, that anything that was not of you, that you just knock it aside. And Father, I pray that the faith that comes from you would dwell inside of each one of us. Father, there's so much that we need to be praying and believing you for. So Father, I just pray for increase in each one of us to believe and to have the faith that you will be with us, that you love us, and you have the ability to save us and heal our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.